ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो 17 टेक्स्ट 1-3 काइंडली रिपीट आफ्टर मी। अर्जुन उवाच ये शास्त्र विधिम उत्सृज्य यजन्ते श्रद्धयान्वितः तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्वमाहो रजस्तमः। Covered by His Divine Guest Srila Prabhupada. So today we'll be covering from text 1-3. So I'll be reading translation and purport of all three texts. Translation: Arjun inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of those who do not follow the principle of scripture but worship according to their own imagination? Are they in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance? Purport: In the 4th chapter, 39th verse, it is said that a person faithful to a particular type of worship gradually becomes elevated to the stage of knowledge and attains the highest perfectional stage of peace and prosperity. In the 16th chapter, it is concluded that one who does not follow the principles laid down in the scriptures is called an asura, demon, and one who follows the scriptural injunctions faithfully is called a deva or demigod. Now, if one with faith follows some rules which are not mentioned in scriptural injunction, what is his position? This doubt of Arjuna is to be cleared by Krishna. Are those who create some sort of god by selecting a human being and placing their faith in him, worshipping in goodness, passion, or ignorance? Do such persons attain the perfectional stage of life? Is it possible for them to be situated in real knowledge and elevate themselves to the highest perfectional stage? Do those who do not follow the rules and regulations of scriptures but who have faith in something and worship gods and demigods and men attain success in their effort? Arjuna is putting these questions to Krishna. Text 2 translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds: in goodness, in passion, or in ignorance. Now hear about this. Purport: Those who know the rules and regulations of the scriptures but out of laziness or indolence give up following those rules and regulations are governed by modes of material nature. According to their previous activities in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance, they acquire a nature which is of a specific quality. The association of living entity with the different modes of nature has been going on perpetually. Since the living entity is in contact with material nature, he acquires different types of mentality according to his association with material modes. But this nature can be changed if one associates with bona fide spiritual master and abides by his rules and scriptures. Gradually, one can change his position from ignorance to goodness, from passion to goodness. The conclusion is that blind faith in particular mode of nature cannot help a person become elevated to perfectional stage. One has to consider things carefully with intelligence in the association of a bona fide spiritual master. Thus, one can change his position to a higher mode of nature. Text 3 translation. O son of Bharat, according to one's existence under the various modes of nature, one evolves a particular kind of faith. The living being is said to be particular faith according to the modes he has acquired. So the purport is so long, we will skip this. So I welcome all of you for this Bhagavad Gita class today. I'm just speaking for my purification and trying to serve this verse of Bhagavad Gita. This is a very interesting verse from Bhagavad Gita which tells about modes. The whole chapter, 17th chapter, is dealing with the modes. So we will be seeing in this lecture what are the modes, how everyone is affected by modes. So first of all, we will discuss how the faith is in three modes. Like if you see, it's stated here, the people who are in different modes worship according to their modes. The people who are in mode of goodness, they worship demigods. Those who are in passion, they worship demons or men. And those who are in mode of ignorance, they worship evil spirits. So we see here, everything in our life is governed by moods. Like no one in this world is, you know, everyone in this world is affected by these moods. It's like a mixture of moods is governing. Like we have in our temple, there is a diorama. You know, there is moods, you know, three ladies are there, like mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And the mode of goodness, the person is very calm and quiet. And person who is under mode of ignorance, he's just dancing here and there. So everyone is affected by these moods. So here Arjuna is asking a very intelligent question. That he is asking, okay Krishna, there are two types of people. First, those who follow the scriptures. They are called Deva or demigods. And second, those who do not follow the rules and regulations. And those are called Asuras. Then he asks very intelligent question to Krishna. Okay, but what about those who do not follow the scriptures, but they have some particular faith in something? For example, we can see a person has faith in some cricketer, or he has some blind worship, like he is worshipping some demigod but without following some regulations. What about him? Are they in the mode of goodness, passion or ignorance? So Krishna is answering very nicely in the second verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, according to the modes of nature acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds, in goodness, passion or ignorance. For these people who are in, you know, who are not following the scriptures, whatever they are in the modes, the same modes affect their worship also. Very important point here, it stated that suppose one is following the scriptures, very scriptures, suppose he is in mode of ignorance, but if he is following the mode of, you know, if his mode of ignorance, he is following some scriptures, there is 100% guarantee that he will gradually elevate to mode of passion and then to the mode of goodness. But the person who is not following any scriptures, for him there is no chance of gradual elevation. In the text number 2, we saw that importance of spiritual master is stated. How a person, if comes in the contact of spiritual master, can elevate it. So the flow of the lecture will be like this. We will see what are the modes of nature, then how everyone is, you know, under the influence of mode of nature acting or in fact suffering, and then we can see how we can take shelter of spiritual master and can get out of this material forest of fire. So already we have covered the faith in three modes, like modes. A person in mode of goodness worship demigods. A person in mode of passion worship demons or men. And in ignorance worships evil spirits. Like Prabhupada was explaining, like in the villages, some people, if they know there is some spirit in some tree, the people go there, worship that tree. That is also mode of ignorance. Mode of passion means they worship for some material gain. Like they worship film stars or big leaders. This is called as mode of passion. And mode of goodness means demigods, like that. So we will see how everyone is affected by these moods. We see this material world is considered as Durga. Durga Devi is material energy. Actually, she is ruling over this world. So she has a trident in her hand. So we see in the trident represent three things, like three types of miseries: Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik and Adhidevik. So similarly, these three modes are always acting. No one is spared. So it is said the intelligent men never try to settle in this material world. They know what is the source of misery. Said, Yehi sanswarsha abhoga dukha yoneva evate adhi antavanta konteya na teshu ramte buddha. The intelligent man doesn't take part in these things which are the source of misery. So we see everyone is suffering here. Like Prabhupada always stressed, like everyone is suffering through birth, old age, disease and death. If we see in the chapter 13 in Bhagavad Gita, it is said one of the item of knowledge is to understand the implications of birth, old age, disease and death. If we see, consider a birth, a normal person says, what's the problem? There is so happiness, a boy is taking birth. But they don't see how much the child has suffered in the womb of a mother. The child has to be, baby has to be in the womb of a mother for 9 months. He's suffering like anything. He's cowed in that. You know, imagine if one is kept in a dark cell, you know, in some prison, and there is no light. There is no nothing. And so many mosquitoes are there, so many unnecessary things like bed bugs are there eating him. So what will be his, you know, position? Similarly, the small baby is in the womb of the mother. If mother eats some pungent things, it affects the skin of that baby. The mother eats some different things, the baby is affected. She rolls over, the baby is affected. So much miserable thing is there. But this person, the child is always conscious. At the when he's seven months old, he's more conscious than before. So he prays to the Lord very fervently. Oh my Lord, I'm suffering. Please take me out of this misery. He begs from his core of heart and he says, as soon as I come out, I will dedicate my life at your lotus feet. But what happens? As soon as the child takes birth in the material world, the Maya covers. Arunatmika Shakti. He is in the illusion. Again, he gets in playing and then earning money, then taking education, going to abroad, earning money and settling in like that. So, Maya is so powerful. So, we see the birth is very painful. Similarly, we see old age. No one wants to grow old, right? That's why the whole, you know, cosmetic industry is going on. A small wrinkle and so many cosmetic one purchases. So, no one wants to become old. So we see there are facelifts or so many skin change, like so many cosmetic surgeries just to avoid this. In fact, when one becomes old, one understands how much helpless he is. When he is young, he thinks, I am a doer. Ahankar vibhud atma kartaham iti manyate. He thinks, I am a doer. I am doing everything. By my ability, by my strength, by my intelligence, I am doing everything. But as soon as the health goes away, the intelligence goes away, the memory goes away, the eyesight goes away, what happens? He comes to the reality, the helplessness. It is said that old men, generally the people in the house, they think, you know, they are always thinking when he will die, when he will be inherited his property. That's why in US, the culture is very different from India. At the age of 17, 18 only, the children leave the home. They are independent. So, there is a provision of old age. So, people save their money and go to the old age. And what happens? There are no relatives there. And what happens? What are their dearmost friends? The cats and dogs. This is a harsh reality. And many people give their whole, you know, wealth in the name of their dogs and cats. So, this is a reality. The old one doesn't have any relative. So, old age no one wants. Similarly, we see disease. No one wants to become deceased. We see so many diseases are coming right now. In fact, the medical science is progressing like anything. But still, there are so many new diseases are coming. Radhesham Prabhu was giving a very nice point. He was saying, there are so many diseases coming. What are the diseases? Bird flu, chicken flu, mad cow disease, now swine flu. So he was telling, if you really consider all these diseases, this is all related to some animals. We never heard, you know, potato flu, onion flu or something. Anyway, we don't eat onions. So we never see that, you know, if we eat whatever is prescribed to us, there are no diseases. But since we are, you know, not obeying the laws, we are getting so many diseases. So whatever happens, you know, we are subjected to diseases. In fact, if we consider the death, which is harsh reality, no one can escape. If you see example of Walt Disney, when he died, he decided that he had written in the will that he should be revived again back. So scientists kept his body in a very in fridge and very scientific instruments were there, and they were keeping his body very nicely. So what happened after some years or some time, the relatives of Walt Disney became worried. They were thinking, what happens if he comes back? Because they got so much of money. So again they bribed the scientists, and again he was taken out. So we see whatever happens, anyone, he has to die. He cannot cheat. One cannot cheat the death. There is a nice story of a sculptor, a very famous sculptor. He was so great in his art. What happened? He decided when the Yamdutas will come, he will cheat them. What he did? He made 9 sculpture of his own. And when at the time of death, what happened? The Yamdutas came and he saw all nine people are there, all identical. So they were not able to understand who is real and who is fake one. So this is like a joke that then that Yamduta said, oh, this sculpture is very intelligent, but he has made one mistake. So as soon as the sculpture heard this, he said, what is the mistake? So in this way he was got. So one cannot cheat actually the death. Everyone has to face this death. So we see how to get out of this birth, old age, disease and death. One has to understand this basic principle. What? Material world is totally miserable. Unless one is convinced of this fact, this material world is miserable, one does not take fully shelter of Krishna. Unless we are convinced, this reality, this material world is like totally miserable. So you understand, whatever their happiness is, this is very temporary. What is this technology? Just covering. Like suppose a person is working so hard in the company, from morning shift to evening, again doing overtime, and again comes up. And just to forget what he does, he starts the TV and forgets. Then again we see, if someone has, you know, some pain, he just takes painkiller and just forgets. So just they are trying to avoid, just run away from the miseries. We see advertisement also. What are the advertisements? In the advertisement, so many nice billboards are there. Only young people are shown. No old people are shown. So in this world, the reality is not shown. But here in Prabhupada books, we see the harsh reality. When Amrish Prabhu, Alfred Frode, when he came to meet Prabhupada, the devotees introduced, he is a great grandson of Henry Ford. So Prabhupada asked, where is he now? So immediately, the first time, he didn't flatter Albert Ford. He asked, where is your grandfather? So ISKCON means, it gives the reality. People say, why are you so much in pessimistic? Why you say this birth, old age, this is and that? No. We are actually realistic people. We are not running. We are not like ostrich. Like we see, you know, people, whatever happens, they take shelter of something. If they are in stress, they go for shopping. You know, in the US, it's like that. If they are in stress, first thing, they go out for shopping. Second thing, they eat too much. Then third thing, like they indulge in so many things like that. So they just run away. But we face the reality. We understand what is the root cause of stress. How to get off this birth, old age, disease and death. We are not like ostrich. What happens? Suppose an animal attacks ostrich. What the ostrich does? He tries to run for some time. But what happens? He understands he cannot run away. So what happens? He digs the hole and puts his head in that hole. And he thinks no one is coming to attack. Similarly, a person in distress, if he doesn't take the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and Krishna consciousness, what he does? He just tries to hide away. Just working hard, if there is some problem, take some break. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan ki jai. Gaur Nitai ki jai. Gopalji Bhagavan ki jai. So he takes the shelter of so many material things. LSD, then cigarettes, or so many intoxication. And now what happens? The problem is always there. So Bhagavad Gita doesn't teach us like that. When Arjuna, he was having some problem, what he did? He was trying to run away, but Krishna faced him to the reality. The Gandhi Baba was, you know, slipping from his hand. But because he took the shelter of Krishna, he was able to face the reality. The people, when they near their old age or death, what they do? They just repent. Oh, ye rahe gaya, wo rahe gaya. Like, they always think, I should have done this thing, I should have done that thing. No? They just repent. So, very important thing is, the time is very important. You know, we understand, in this modes are always going to act on us. We are going to smash again and again. We are just like a person who is in the ocean. The ocean is again tossing us, again and again, up and down. Sometimes we are up, we think, oh yes, we are away, free, we are happy, let's enjoy. And again the second waves come, again we are in the salty water. Difficulties, depression, distractions, so many bad things happen, someone insults, humiliation, so many bad things happen with us. And again what happens? Again we come up in the wave and we think, yes, we are the king of the world. We are the controllers. Something, little things happen and we think we are the doer. Ahankar vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. So we should always understand how helpless we are. We are always subjected to miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidevik. There is nothing in our hand. In US, suppose someone wants to send someone, you know, from the job, then what happens? They just put a pink slip on his desk. A person sees a pink slip, he understands, he is fired. So many things are there which are not in our hands. The only thing in our hand is to face the reality. Take shelter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Here in the text number 2, before that I just want to make one point. So we understand this world is Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam. Now, if one is intelligent, he asks, why the Lord has made this world as Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam? Why not Sukhalayam? Why Lord has not made this world Sukhalayam? So we will see this. We see the suffering is actually impetus to come out of this material world. Krishna is most loving father. We see the highest love in this world is the mother's love towards a child. But Krishna's love to a living entity is far, millions and billions times greater than that. So Krishna loves. Krishna says, Aham Bija Pratapita. He loves his child. So he doesn't want his child to suffer. So these miseries are like reminders. You are not this body, your soul. You are not supposed to suffer here. You have to come back to your own home. You have to cross this ocean. Even if we are thrown so much up and down in this ocean, the only shelter is the boat, which is boat of Hare Krishna, which is guided by the expert spiritual master. You see, why we have given the pain in the body? Why Krishna made this body to have pain? If there was no pain, how much we would be happy, right? If we didn't have this pain, suppose we had our hand in fire. If there was no pain, what would happen to our hand? We will not understand. Our hand will burn up, right? The pain is required. Similarly, these pains are required to remind us that we are not from this world. We are from spiritual world. But because of just our stubbornness, we are thinking, no, I am controller. I can do it. Yes, I can do it. I get what I want. It's like a small story I just wanted to share. There were two persons fighting. One person was having a knife. One person was having scissor. Knife and scissor. And they are fighting. One person was saying, the knife is better. And second person was saying, no, the scissor is better. So they were fighting. And the fight went to such an extent, the person having a knife, he threw that person in the river, having a scissor. So the person was not expert in swimming, so he was drowning. So as he was drowning, still he was saying, he was doing like this, the scissor is better. So we see, just even if we are drowning, we are suffering like anything, every day, you know, padam padam yat vibhatam na tesham, every step there is so many suffering in between two steps also, like Sudama Prabhu was saying. So still, because of our stubbornness, we are saying, no, I can do it. So we should understand, we are only, the only hope is take shelter of Krishna by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you take this shelter of the holy name, we will be immediately transferred after this life to Vaikuntha. What is Vaikuntha? There is no misery, no kunta, no misery. It is Anandalaya actually. We are Satchit and Anand, eternal, full of knowledge, full of bliss. Because of this misidentification with the body, we are suffering. Actually, we see this is a dead body. Like only the soul is driving this body. If we hit the car doesn't have any sensation, right? So similarly, what we are suffering, the matter doesn't have any sense, right? Matter cannot be subject to suffering. The only, because we understand this body as ourself, we are subjected to suffering. So only thing is, we have to cut down this false ego. So in the text 2, it is said, what is the solution? We saw, first of all, what are the modes? What is happening with the people who are in the different modes? And we saw how much we are suffering due to different modes. Now, what is the solution given in the text 2? We'll see, to approach a bona fide spiritual master. We have to approach a spiritual master. And how to approach, and what are the qualifications of this guru and disciple, we are going to discuss in few minutes. It said, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lada Bija. There are millions of, you know, unlimited species of life, 84 lakhs of species we are traveling You know, we are changing our bodies. But just because of mercy of Guru and Krishna, we get this Bhakti Lata Bija. We see Sanatan Goswami just 500 years ago. Who was Sanatan Goswami? Sanatan Goswami was a big Vaishnava, having a big post. He was a minister, finance minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. I think he was a prime minister of Nawab Hussain Shah. So how he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Humbly, having the blade of grass in his teeth. This is a way to approach spiritual master. Not in a challenging mood. That who you are? Are you the first class? One time, Prabhupada was giving class and one person asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada was talking about first class person, second class person, like that. So one person asked challenging mood, are you first class person? So Prabhupada said, okay, I will tell you who am I. But before that, do you know who is first class person? People challenge, have you seen the God? But really they know what is self-realization. They understand, are you self-realized? You know, Atma Sakshatkar hua hai aapko? So, but the thing is, whether they will believe the words, because they don't know what is Atma Sakshatkar, what is self-realization. Unless you know, how you can believe? So it's very important, one has to take shelter of spiritual master to understand the reality. Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. Jnaninas tattva darshina. They have seen the actual truth. If you take shelter of the spiritual master, we will understand the actual truth. So how the Sanatan Goswami, how he approached? He took the straw in between teeth and humbly approached Lord Chaitanya. Sanatan Goswami was so scholar, he knew all most of the languages. He was prime minister of big Bengal. But he approached and he asked, oh Lord, I do not know who am I, why I am suffering, why I am subjected to three miseries. In humbly he approached and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heart melted. He just picked up Sanatan Goswami and embraced. And he said, enough of your humility. Like that. So in this way, we should approach spiritual master. Nowadays, we see there are so many gurus coming. So we have to understand who are bona fide, who are not. It said, the chapter begins with the faith in different things. If we go in these things, faith in different things. So the faith is very important. Wherever you put your faith, that will decide your destiny. So one should put his faith before a long, long introspection and thinking over it. One has to put his faith on someone. Having a spiritual master is a big thing. The whole life will be centered around that. So we should understand who is bona fide spiritual master. So we will see what are the things we should look in a bona fide spiritual master. First of all, he should be in bona fide parampara. We see there are only four bona fide sampradayas. Shri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumar Sampradaya and Madhva Sampradaya. Anyone who belongs to these four sampradayas are considered bona fide. Otherwise, what is happening? Anyone comes and says, I am Guru. And they give a speech. First thing, do not believe on any person. And second statement, he says, you should believe on your Guru. So there are so many fake Gurus in the market. And people having a little faith, little intelligence are becoming a victim. They are considering the people as God. I said, the people who are in mode of ignorance, they consider a man to be God. Those who are in passion, they consider men as to be God. A person, if you see, when there was World War II, a person was worshipping Hitler. Why? Because of that war, he was getting so many of black money. So people who are very less intelligent, they surrender to a very bogus guru. So we should understand who are bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master should be from bona fide parampara. Then he should have control his urges. It is said, a person who is Goswami, he only can guide one person. We cannot put faith on a person who is slave of his senses. We cannot never trust a person who is slave of his senses. Imagine, if you put a faith on a person who is slave of his senses, what will happen to us? A person who is slave of his senses, he is not in charge of his own life. How he can take care of others' life? A person who is under the modes of material nature, he is again and again subjected to these miseries. How he can get a person who is in totally miserable condition? So one should be very careful by choosing spiritual master. A spiritual master should be above these all modes. He should be a liberated person. And he should know the essence of Vedas. So we should understand, it's not like, you know, fashion to have guru. Oh, you have guru, I also have guru. No, there is a desperate need. We chant these prayers in the morning. Sansara dava nala lida loka. The whole world is blazing in the material forest fire. We just saw in this class how people are suffering by these modes. Everyone is suffering. But the spiritual master is like a cloud who is showering the mercy of water rain and extinguishes the fire of material world. So very important to take shelter of guru. From the bona fide guru we get the real knowledge. Tad vidhi pranipatyena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. We understand the tattva. We understand what is the spiritual world, what is material world, about Lord Krishna, about spiritual world, so we can go back to Godhead. Spiritual master is like an, you know, eye surgeon. You know, eye surgeon, what he does? He removes the cataract from the eye. Similarly, our eye is, the real eyes are covered by this cataract of ignorance. What is our greatest enemy? Ignorance. Ignorance of real self. Ignorance of about Lord Krishna. Ignorance about what is our relationship with Krishna. So spiritual master is compared to an eye surgeon who removes the cataract of ignorance from our eyes. So that's why it's very important to take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. And we see that we request people to chant Hare Krishna, take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. They say, no, I am devotee. I offer Lord every day. But thing is, a Lord doesn't accept from everyone. He says to Krishna, Arjuna, that because you are my devotee and my friend, that's why I am revealing this knowledge to you. So, the thing is, the Lord only recognizes pure devotee. So that's why we should have a pure devotee as spiritual master. So that's why when we offer the bhoga to the lords, we offer to first spiritual master. Then the spiritual master offers to his spiritual master and then it is offered to Lord Krishna. So the spiritual master is transparent via medium. We see we have the bona fide parampara from Lord Krishna. If you see the Bhagavad Gita, page number 34. If you see, there is a evam parampara praptam imam rajarshaya vidu. This is a disciplic section. From Krishna, the knowledge was given to Brahma. From Brahma to Narad Muni, to Vyasdev, to Madhva, then Padmanabh. In this way, it came to Vyasthirth, Lakshmipati, Madhvendrapuri, Ishwarpuri, and then to Lord Chaitanya. From Lord Chaitanya, it came to Rup Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. We just discussed about Sanatan Goswami. Then Raghunath Goswami, Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, and then Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Swami Srila Prabhupada. So we understand we are having a bona fide spiritual, bona fide parampara, and we are getting the perfect knowledge. We are getting Bhagavad Gita as it is. So we are so fortunate. We are not being harassed by bogus gurus. So we are so fortunate. We should take this opportunity very carefully. Preserve this. Now I am just going to talk about three examples of nice disciples. We see in South India, of example of Kuresh. Now, we know Ramanujacharya, he's from Sri Sampradaya, he's Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. So his disciple was Kuresh. So one time, an envious king attacked Ramanujacharya to kill him. So what happened? The Kuresh, instead of Ramanujacharya, he took the garb of his spiritual master and he went. And there, he was harassed like anything. And his eyes were taken out. So we see that a disciple undergoes so many austerities just for his protection of his guru. It is said that one should take care of the body of spiritual master. Then we see Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur. That Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was so eager to take initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was not ready. He was asking, I will ask Gaurang Mahaprabhu for permission. So one day, Bhakti Siddhant Saraswati Thakur was so determined. He said, unless you give me initiation, If you don't give me initiation, I will end my life. He was so determined. And at that time, Bhakti Gaur Kishordar Babaji Maharaj initiated Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you see the life of Narottam Das Thakur, he was a royal prince, but he wanted to take initiation from Loknath Goswami Maharaj. So Loknath Goswami was not ready to give initiation, but Narottam Das Thakur, he humbly served Loknath Goswami. How he served? He was going early in the morning, and where Loknath Goswami was, having his morning rites, he was just cleaning that places. So he humbly served so nicely, that person, his spiritual master, he got the initiation. So we should be so much eager to get the initiation, to take the mercy of Guru. It's not like fashion, it's importance. And at last we see how Srila Prabhupada took, the instruction from his spiritual master so seriously. Prabhupada, when he first met Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to Prabhupada? You are a young man. Why don't you preach in English language? Go in the West and preach this message. So Prabhupada took this instruction of his spiritual master to his heart. And at the age of 70, he went to the West. He had several heart attacks. He didn't have any penny, any money. But he went to the cargo ship. He took so many of incubuses just to follow the instruction of his spiritual master. When he went there, no one was there. But having a faith on the instruction of spiritual master, he preached. And we see, we have so many worldwide centers. And ISKCON is flourishing like anything. So we should understand that as there is need to take initiation or shelter of spiritual master, there is also need to follow the instruction of spiritual master. When we follow the instruction, the empowerment comes. It's very important in everyone's life that the instruction given by spiritual master are actually instruction for Lord. How Lord will speak to us? Through spiritual master and his representatives. So it's very important to take all the instructions very seriously. So I will end here. I will just give the summary of this lecture, how we went through. We saw this verse is talking about the modes. We saw the different faith in different modes. Like mode of goodness, the people worship demigods. Mode of passion, people worship demons. Mode of ignorance, they worship evil spirits. Then we saw how different modes are active on everyone. No one is exempted. How everyone is suffering. And what is the solution given in this text 2 is take shelter of bona fide spiritual master. Then we understood who is bona fide spiritual master. Then we understand what is the need of taking the shelter of bona fide spiritual master. And when we take the shelter of bona fide spiritual master, what is the result? The result is to go back to Godhead. Thank you very much. So any questions you can ask? Thank you very much. Ganesha Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai.